let's continue now in Simen Tafresh Lamed Tes. So we got to Sivav. The Shulchan Aruch still discussing the halachas of when it rains. What do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch writes that Haya Ochel Basuka V'Yardug Shamim. You're eating in the sukkah, and it begins to rain. So Halach Lebeso Pasuk Shamim. You go inside, and then when you get inside, it stops raining. So Ein Mechayvin Osolachzer Lasuka Ad Shigmar Sudasa. So once you already slept everything inside, and then it stops raining, the Chazal didn't require you to go back outside again. You're allowed to finish eating your suda inside. So if you look at the what Mishnah Berurah, he makes one qualification here. Look at Sif Katan Lamed Ches, Ad Sheyigmor Sudasa, Aval Im Lo Yashiv Adayin Lecha Bevei. So let's say they went inside, but they didn't sit down yet to eat. So then, Af Shepasuk Melechel Basukah, even though you stopped eating the meal inside the sukkah, V'Holach Lebayis, Tzarech Lachzer Lasukah in Pasuk Gashamim. If you didn't sit down to continue your meal inside, you have to go back outside again and continue in the sukkah. Now, in terms of a new bracha, so the halacha is if a person leaves the sukkah thinking he's not going to come back, and then in this situation the rain actually stops, so he goes back outside, so then you would require having to say a new leishev b'sukkah because since you did have a heschadas. So then the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Zayin, Hayayashen v'yarduk shamim b'layla. You're sleeping and it begins to rain while you're sleeping. V'nichnas l'toch habayis, so you go inside because it's you're sleeping. And upaskuk shamim, then it stops raining after you've already woken up and gone inside. In this case, ein matrichin oso lachzer l'sukkah kol oso laila. You don't have to go back inside the outside the sukkah at all. Once you've left in the middle of the night, so then you are good to stay inside for the remainder of the night. Ella yosh mevesa ad shi'ala hashachar. Rather, you should stay sleeping in the house until amud hashachar and the Yeor Mishnaso, and then when you wake up, meaning you don't have to set your alarm to wake up Los HaShachar, what it means is you could stay there the whole night. If you wake up earlier, you could continue to stay inside. Until you wake up, let's say you wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning, you want to go back to sleep, so then you would have to go back out to the sukkah if it's after Alos and you've already woken up. But you don't have to, again, set your alarm, nor do you have to have someone wake you up either. You're able to sleep through the night. Okay, so now there's an interesting case. What happens if a person falls asleep in shul, or he's, let's say, traveling, he's driving between different, from one house to the next house, and he's in the back seat, and he falls asleep on the trip? So is that allowed? Do you have to wake the guy up for sleeping in shul? So according to Rav Yashiv, he says that every single moment a person sleeps outside the sukkah, even if it's in shul, he's violating a bittul asay, and you have to wake him up. So if you're next to a guy and you give a little nudge when he falls asleep during the shir, that's completely encouraged, according to Rav Yashiv. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach famously argues and says no, because while the person is sleeping, he's bitaras ones, he's ones. Person doesn't perform mitzvahs when he's onus. He's onus rachmana patre. So even though he shouldn't have fallen asleep, but now that he is sleeping, he's onus, and there is no obligation to wake him up. Rav Nissen, yeah.
The year is no bittul asay, it's bittul tam Torah.
It's not in Echanami, yeah.
So he would say, also the rest of the year, you should wake him up also? Cause
yeah, but the guy's falling asleep. He's obviously not getting much, and he's not going to learn much if he wakes up. Oh, yeah. So he lost the train of thought. So Rav Nissen Karelitz has an interesting svar as to why you don't have to wake him up. He says because it's supposed to be teshu kein tadur. You do whatever you do the rest of the year. So the guy's falling asleep during the rest of the year. That's normal for him to fall asleep during the shir. So it should be no different on sukkahs either. So he's got a heter to fall asleep outside the sukkah if it's during the shir.
Fall asleep the rest of the year, so you don't worry about the sukkahs.
If you want, you could try that. Yeah.
Make that your normal train. I guess anyway, the first opinion: if someone's sleeping on the train, or someone shouldn't sleep on the train in the morning.
According to Rav Yashiv, you should not fall. You should not sleep on the train. According to, again, what's the chachila, what's not? It seems that Rav Yashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman both agree, the chachila, you shouldn't. Once you're sleeping, you should wake the guy up, though. So Rav Yashiv says to wake him up, Rav Shlomo Zalman says not to. Rav Nissen Karel sounds like even the chachila, you could fall asleep because that's what you do normally for in the rest of the year.
I always sleep on the train.
Yeah, but they don't work with that svar. That's not the svar they're holding of.
Right, but that's why they're holding up for this specific thing, but that's the din in sukkah.
No, teshu kein tadur means when you live in the sukkah, that's how you live in the sukkah. But to sleep outside the sukkah, that's not considered living.
Right.
But sleeping is a very important maisa. When they use teshu kein tadur, it means you're allowed to go on trips if you want. That's normal. but there's nothing wrong by walking outside the sukkah. You have to be normal.
Right.
But sleeping, which is a very primary action, which should be done dafka in the sukkah, like eating, would you eat on the subway, on the train? No, you would. No, I'm saying on during sukkahs. Would anyone say you could eat on the sukkah while on the train while going from one place to the next train?
So if I have a yogurt every morning on the way in on the train, that's how you make constructive use of the train.
Right. So that sounds most poskim would say you shouldn't do that. You should not do that. Even though you have Holchei Drachim is when you're traveling somewhere far. Within the city limits, within the normal travel. Okay, no, you're fine. You don't have to find. If it's shahakol, you're allowed to stop.
Because I can't eat in my office a sandwich.
Correct.
I wouldn't do that, even though I eat a sandwich.
Right, exactly. So, no, you're allowed to have yogurt, you are, but unless you're mimachmir, not to have anything outside the sukkah ever. That's a chumrah that is very praiseworthy. Okay, let's go further in the Ramah. Ramah writes now, Mishahu yashin basukkah, a person who's sleeping in the sukkah, V'yarduk shamim begins to rain, Ein tzarech l'shar b'chdei shis kalkal tafshi. You don't have to say, well, how much is it raining? Is it going to ruin my food or not ruin the food? Because shamim muatim, even small drips, have a tzar lishon sham v'yuchal latzes. Even a little bit is uncomfortable and you're allowed to leave the sukkah. I've had this in the past. I slept in the sukkah with my brother-in-law and it was raining very hard. I woke up. I'm a very light sleeper. I woke up immediately. I started hearing it on the schach before I even felt it. I went inside. He slept through the whole night and he was just drenched. He did not wake up. He's a heavy sleeper. So some people, it's not bothersome. Depends if you're bothered by it. So then you go inside, even for a small drip. So then the Ramah has a famous line based on the Yushalmi, V'chol ha-pater min ha-sukkah v'eino yote misham, eino mekabel lav schar v'eino ela hediotos. A person who's pater from the sukkah and doesn't leave, he doesn't get any schar for staying in the sukkah that you shouldn't be in. He's called a hediot. The different interpretations of what hediot means. Simple understanding is he's an idiot. Others say just a regular person. Chassidim say means he's a regular person. They don't mind being a hediot and they'll sit in the sukkah even if they're the pater. So that's machlok is how to define the word hediot. So a person's mitzvah, let's say, he's potter from sitting in the sukkah, so seemingly he'd be called a hedyot for sitting in the sukkah in that circumstance. So there's very interesting two beralachas to look at here. The beralacha writes, v'chol ha-potter min ha-sukkah, zeh klal, this klal of being called a hedyot, when sitting in a sukkah, when you're potter, is dafka b'makum sheyesh bo tzad iser. When there's an iser involved, kimo b'mitzvah, davi chilul yomtov. A guy, it's freezing cold outside. Mamish freezing cold, and you can't function. So to go out in the sukkah when it's freezing cold, that's called a hedyot, because you're violating an iser of chilul yomtov. Because that's not simchas yomtov. You're not enjoying your time there. So that's when we say you're called a hedyot for violating the iser of desecrating yomtov. And even Chol HaMoed, where you're supposed to show proper cover for Chol HaMoed, you're called a hedyot for eating inside the sukkah when it's very uncomfortable. But let's say you're not mitzvah. But you just don't have a chiv to be in the sukkah. What's an example? So then you're a shay lahachmir, you could be machmir. Such as what? Rabbi Gamliel, shehichmir alatzmo dibidili shamayim. Just a cup of water, you're pater from the sukkah. V'amar ha'elum l'sukkah, you want to go to the sukkah. So even though you're called, even though you're pater, to be machmir on yourself, that's not called a hedyot. It's only called a hedyot when you're doing something that would, again, take away from your simchas yamtif or your kavod of Chol HaMoed. The next berlach is interesting as well, but I'll just tell you this one line. He seems to indicate that the inyan of rain and raining on sukkahs being when the Eved, the Mishnah says, the Eved brings a cup of water to the master, the king throws the water in his face, so that's what it's like when it rains. So berlach assumes that is true of any night of sukkah or any day of sukkah. If it rains, that's the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. But the Ritva argues, the Ritva says, this is only true of the first night. If it rains, it's a bad simon. If it rains the rest of the night, we don't have that din of it being thrown in the face. What's the relevance of that? Because the Beralacha says, if it's raining and you're sitting in the sukkah, well then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want you here. He's throwing water in your face. So why would you stuff yourself? Why would you go back to the king if he doesn't want you there? He obviously doesn't want you there. So therefore, any time it rains, you should not be sitting in the sukkah. But the other posts can point out, based on their dva, that's only true of the first night, but again, the remaining nights, there's no din, and in theory, if a person wants to be machmer, to sit in the sukkah when it rains, this would not be a violation of the king throwing the water in their face, and you're trying to come back to him.
Back to the sleeping.
Yeah.
So if it was raining and you're in the
mistire so you can go in. Now, there are other examples of a mistire. Let's say so you're on a block where it's extremely loud and noisy, right? Your house is on a peninsula, and there's trucks going by, and there's lights going by, and there's horn, whatever it is.
And you know somebody who lives on a peninsula?
Every half hour, every hour, with cars going by and stuff going by. You're on a street
right.
where it's not, you know, let's say Midwood Road, but you're on a street where there are a lot of cars going by.
Yeah. You talking about anyone in particular?
No.
Okay, fine. Okay.
It has to be inside anyway. That's a big difference.
Okay. So we'll see in the next siman, if we get there, about if a person is even allowed to, is that called the sukkah? If it's in a position where you can't sleep there, so then that might not even be called the sukkah.
Sorry.
So we'll get there. Okay. Maybe you should get like some sound machines or something. That helps.
I guess was that mistire if you'd be waking up every hour?
I think so, yeah. I would think so. Okay. Let's finish the Ramah now, then we'll go to the next sif. The Ramah finishes off saying, when a person has to leave and depart from the sukkah because of the rain, al yavayt v'yete, he shouldn't kick the sukkah and leave, obviously, have a little derech eretz, al yete k'nichli, he should go out very humbly and kind of down and head down to the floor, k'eved shemoze kosarabo shvachol apanav, like a eved who brings water to his master and he throws it into his face. That's the feeling we should have, but don't kick the sukkah on the way out. So then the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Ches that Nagu She'ein Mevarchin ala Sukkah ela B'shas Achila V'Hachi Nahug. The practice is, even though we mentioned yesterday that the Rambam felt you should say bracha, even maybe it's 2 nights ago, you should say bracha even on the yeshiva alone, the psak is we only say bracha on the Achila, and that's the practice both of the Svardim and the Ashkenazim as well. We only say bracha on the Achila. Now, there is a fascinating discussion. I want to jump to the next siman because of your question, but there is an interesting discussion in the Mishnah Berurah about how do you define what's a hefsek. A person, let's say, says one bracha in the morning, so now he never leaves the sukkah, but he has multiple meals. So he has breakfast and he washes and he stays in the sukkah, he learns, and 3 hours later he has lunch. Do you have to say a new bracha? You never left. So some poskim say, I forget, maybe the Magen Ram says this, that once you add a bracha in the beginning, as long as there's no hefsek from the sukkah, that works for the entire day. Others say, no, everyone has in mind for the meal only. So once you've benched, so then even though you haven't left the sukkah, if you're having another meal, so then you would have to say a new leishe basukkah. So that's a machlokas in the poskim. Right. So the Mishnah Berurah points out here that would not be considered hefsek. No, let's read through this. Why not? Sifkat the Memvav. Mishnah Berurah writes, Nagu, wrote to Lomar, after Medina de Gemara, even according to the halacha of a Gemara, the das poskim rishonim, kishaberech basukkah, v'yotzel asos inyano, you go to the sukkah, and then you go out to do something, v'lo lachzer teka, if you don't come back immediately to the sukkah, be'inyan shaya yitzir gemura, mamash really yitzir, you went to catch a mincha, vim kain, hare hisiach daitum in a mitzvah, then you weren't paying attention to sukkah, uch shayach sarachakach, Tarach levarach shenis, you have to repeat it a second time. V'afilu me'apam imbayom, even if it's 100 times, each time you have a yitzia gemura, it requires a new bracha. Ve'mas shenichnas, when you come back in, afa pi she'ena ochel sham mevarach, you should say a new bracha. Shehareh gam ha'yeshiva v'hamida sham hi mitzvah, tave ke'ein tiduru, dafka shiatza, fine, we could skip the brackets. Mikol Makom, go to the first wide line down towards the end of the line. Mikol Makom, Kola Olam Kedas Poskim She'einam Mevarchim Ela B'Shas Achila. We only say the bracha while you actually eat. The Chazon Ish Paskin, like the Gra, who felt that you should say bracha on the yeshiva and amid alone, we don't hold that way. We only say bracha on the Achila. V'afilu im yoshvin basuka kodem achila shah eina mevarchim. Let's say you sit down to shmooze for an hour, to learn for an hour before the meal. You don't say bracha until you've eaten. When you say the bracha for breakfast, it works retroactively. Poteres hakol sheha'ikar, everything beforehand. V'hi poteres hashena hatiul halimud shekulam tefelim la. Everything else is considered secondary. V'katsav achronim. The nachan adavar latzeis gam das haposkim harishonim v'lo leishiv b'kach b'bracha. Others say, even when you sit down, that should warrant a bracha. So how do you get around that problem? That some poskim say you should say a bracha just for sitting down. Al-Kain, this is a very hard thing to do. Al-Kain, takef Bevo mi beis knesses, yivarech al davar shu mechamisha minim. Eat something that's from the 5 grain, the mezonos. V'yoch mi menim me'at yosem mikabeitza v'yivarech leishu basukkah. That means every time you come to the sukkah, you should make sure to have a kazayas of cake or something like that, which could be very, very fattening, of course. V'lo yivarech achar kach b'sha'as achila. And don't say bracha later on when you have the meal. I know my brother-in-law is very makbir on this. I can't. I just can't have all that cake. So I only say bracha when I actually have a meal. Oh, yeah? Okay, very good. Beautiful. Maybe it's time for a new one.
I'm open to suggestions, Rabbi.
Okay.
It's not possible.
Okay, that's an easy one. Okay. Let's see. The next couple of mishaburos are very, very important. Also, I don't want to go there. They're long though. Let's skip them. I want to jump to Siman Tafresh Mem to get a little exposed to this halacha as well. So let's begin Tafresh Mem. Mihem apturim yeshiva sukkah. So Shulchan Aruch writes right in the beginning here: Nashim v'avadim uktanim turim in a sukkah. Women, children, and avadim are pater from the sukkah, but we know if they want to, they can mekayin the mitzvah, and then they would say a bracha, even though it's a mitzvah. Aseh she'asman grama, Ashkenazim paskin, women would say bracha. Sfardim would say that women would not say a bracha. Now, I should point out one other important halacha, actually, from the previous discussion, that when a person goes to sleep, would you say a bracha of leishe basukkah before going to sleep? So according to some poskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv, they said that one should say a bracha before going to sleep. And not to be choshesh that you may not fall asleep, so it's a bracha latala, because according to some poskim, just being in the sukkah itself is the mitzvah, so you should say a leishe basukkah before going to sleep. The Shaar Tzion argues and says, no, we shouldn't. You should have to only when you eat, not when you sleep. So the suggestion is to eat before you go to sleep. I tried this before, and it's not very good for the stomach. So I don't do that either. So I try to have in mind when I have dinner to have leishev on that and have in mind the sleep. That's the best I could do. But other poskim, Rav Yashiv says, lichachila, you could say leishev before going to sleep. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that as well. Okay, let's go weiter now in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's jump to Siv Beis. Very halach l'maisa, those who have little kids. Katan she'eino tzarech l'imo, a child who's somewhat independent, which is, again, they lived in different times than we lived, but shu ben chamesh v'ben shesh. Now, my 5-year-old is certainly not independent. I don't know what kind of independence is necessary here. I don't think it means they were walking, maybe in Me'er Sharm, a 5-year-old walks to the store by himself. So I don't know what kind of independence we're referring to. But the age of 5 or 6 is what's suggested by the Shulchan Aruch. He's chai basukah medivrei sofrim kidei lechanecha b'mitzvos midin chinuch. A person should start training the kids to be in the sukkah. Now, what is also look at Sif Katan Hey in the Mishabura. Lechanecha b'mitzvos. This is very halacha l'maisa. Okay. Ulechuli alma. Oser lahachil lekatan biadayim chutz lesuka afilu laadam acher. You cannot serve them food. You can't serve them food. The mother as well. You cannot serve the little kids food outside the sukkah. That's considered giving them something oser. The Gemara says that you cannot feed a davar iser to kids. If they take on their own, so then ein mitzuvan lahafrisha. There's a whole machlokas whether that's bezdin doesn't have to stop them, or maybe even the parents don't have to stop them. But he says that you certainly cannot hand them food outside the sukkah. You should make sure that they eat inside the sukkah. If they eat on their own, so again, that's a machlokas in the end of Hilchos Shabbos. There's a siman that talks about chinuch and mitzvahs. I believe we paskin that even the parents should stop the kids from eating outside because there's an isser involved. Meaning there's what's going on here. We all know that there's a mitzvah asay to mekayim the mitzvah of eating the sukkah. There's another machlokas, is there an isser asay to eat outside? So it's being assumed here by the Mishabura that there's an isser asay to eat outside the sukkah. So that's why you can't hand them food. It's an isser asay. Not just a bitl asay, it's an isser asay. And also, if you see them, the chori should bring your children into the sukkah to eat. Now let's say the father wants to stay in the sukkah to learn. And he has little kids who want to go to sleep already. So now what are you supposed to do? Can you tell the kids to go inside, sleep in the bed so I could sit and learn? Or no, should you deal with figuring out how to learn with the lights off? So if Chaim said here that the father wouldn't have to stop learning and he could send the kids inside to go to sleep because he wants to stay in the sukkah. So that would be a nice haram if you want to, your kids that are scared to sleep in the sukkah, which would probably mean they're not independent anyways. But let's say they are independent and they're just not interested in learning. So say, listen, it's bedtime for you. It's 8:30. I want to stay and learn for a couple hours. Send them inside and then you could turn the lights off when you're ready to go to sleep. Okay. Let's go a little further now. The Mechaber writes, Siv Gimel now, Cholim Misham Shmim, the person who's ill and any of his aides are Paturin Misukkah. They don't have to go inside the Sukkah because the Chola needs his assistance. V'lo Chola Sheish Bo Sukkah, not only person who's in danger, Ela Filu Chash Birosho Chash Be'enav. Even if a guy's got a headache or his eyes bothering him, that's enough of a mitztayer to exempt him from sitting in the Sukkah. V'yesh Mishomer, only if the chola needs him. But if the chola doesn't need his assistant, so then the assistant has no patur. And mishemakiz dam chay b'sukkah. Person who is bloodletted, that's not patur sukkah. A whole other inyan. Okay, so there is a machlokus in the poskim. So a chola sheyesh bo sakana is completely patur from all mitzvahs. But what about a chola she'ein bo sakana? So right now the Mechaber paskin that a chola she'ein bo sakana, a person who just has a headache, he does not have to eat in the sukkah. But what about the first night? Is the chiv the first night? Because we said before in the first night, according to some Rishonim, you have to eat even if it's raining. There's no patur mitzvah in the first night. Would that extend itself over to a chola she'ein bo sakana? So Bikur Yaakov has a suffix about this, and posts can go back and forth whether such a patur, whether a chola she'ein bo sakana might have to try to eat a kazayas in the sukkah the first night, even if he has a little bit of a headache. Okay, now let's say the wife is scared to sleep in the house by themselves. She wants her husband to be inside the house with her. Is that a patur? Is she considered a chola and the husband's the mishamish where he would have to attend to her needs inside the house? Is that considered a sensible patur? So Rav Nissen Karel says here that if he himself is troubled by this, if he really cares so much for his wife, she's bothered, that's her issue. But it doesn't exempt him. If it gets to the point where it bothers him that he feels so bad for his wife, that he's mitztayer, so then he has a patur sukkah. If he doesn't really care much, he loves her, but he doesn't bother him that she's scared of that, so then he has no patur. Chuvas Hanagos points out, or Strimbach points out, that if there are times throughout the year that the husband goes in business to travel, and she's home by herself, so you can't suddenly use sukkahs as an excuse. If there are other times where she does this, so that means she's okay with him being in the front of the house or in the back of the house in a sukkah. Now, what? Let's say the wife is pregnant, so she might need him in the middle of the night. Ninth month, is that a reason for the husband to stay inside? So Rav Yosha felt that only if she's feeling labor pain, she's feeling some of the pain, is he allowed to stay inside. But if it's not at that point yet, so then none of the contractions are started yet, then he is not allowed to stay inside the house with her. Okay, let's go a little further here. This next sif is a bit long. Let's just read through it, and then maybe we'll stop after that. So if you look at the, there's so much more good stuff to do. Just because I want to point out two things. Let's see. The next one's about Mitztayer. We know the Patur Mitztayer. Actually, no, we're going to talk about the Sukkah on Peninsula Boulevard. Let's talk about Siv Dalad. Fine. Siv Dalad. The Mechaber writes. Okay, that too. That's not so busy. Let's see. Mitztayer Patur Mitztayer Sukkah. Who v'lo mishamshef? Only the mitzvah is pater, but any of his assistants are not pater. Aval b'layla harishona afilu mitzvah chayiv le'achol sham kezayis. The first night, a mitzvah has to eat a kezayis, and we said maybe even a chol shein basukan on the first night. Eiz a mitzvah, what's an example? Zeh she'inu yachol lishon basukah mipnei ruach. He can't sleep because it's so windy, it's so cold, or mipnei azvuvim, parushim, different types of bugs and gnats and mosquitoes. V'chayotzi behem, that's a mitzvah. Or mipnei reach, or there's a bad smell. Vidafka shibalo hatzar b'mikra achar she'asa shama sukkah. Only true if it came after you built the sukkah. Aval ein lo laso sukkaso lichatchila b'makom areach aruach v'lomer mitzdar ani. You can't build in a place that you know before and there's going to be mitzdar. You can't build your sukkah on Peninsula Boulevard knowing it's going to be noisy with fire trucks and to not be able to use it properly. Sorry. But let's see, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, actually we didn't get there yet. Ramah first. Im asal mitchila b'makom shemitzdar b'achila o b'shtia o b'shena. Let's say a person did build it in a place where he's not going to be able to use it for every function. O she'efshar lo lasos echamehem. Or let's say only one of them. He could eat and he could drink, but he just can't sleep there. Basuka machmas demisyari melistim o ganavim kshu basuka. He's scared the guy's gonna rob him in the middle of the night. Eino yotze be'olso suka klal. Afil b'dvarim shel mitzdar b'hem. You don't get a mitzvah at all, even those things that don't bother you, meaning the eating doesn't bother you, but since you can't accomplish the Shena, there's no mitzvah klal.
What are you scared of animals?
So you should have some system to have some sound that scares them off.
Close the door.
Yeah, I don't. That's what I heard. I don't think deer not.
I saw a raccoon run through Elliot's grass like 3 days ago.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Don't worry about it, Elliot. It's all good.
As long as everything's closed up, as long as there are walls, then you're fine.
He came out of sewer right by Greenfield.
Oh yeah.
And then right across.
I've seen the raccoons around the area.
Yeah.
Okay. Possums. Okay.
Possums by Sedger's house.
Yeah. You like the?
You see him.
Wow. You do a lot of driving around at night time. You work with animal control. Fine. So again, this is not considered a good sukkah. So is there any heter for people who live on Peninsula Boulevard? So now take a look. Look at Sif Katan Chaf. We have some help for you. This is relevant to. The Mishabur writes in Sif Katan Chaf, Eino Yotze. Now even though the language of the Ramaz is Eino Yotze Bosa Sukkah Klau, the Mishabura says, wrote to Lomar, Afilu Yidei Chovas Achila. Even the Achila, you're not Yotze. However, there's the Yesh Omrim, the Shai Tshuva quotes in the Chacham Tzvi and other poskim, Shechokin al Zevedaitam, the Afdilich Achila Bavade Ein Laso Sukha Kazo, Shein Yachal Lakaimba, called Varam Kedin, Bikal Makam Bidi Eved Yotze Ba Yidei Chovas Achila, Kevin Shil Achila Ein Amitztar. So one is Yotze Bidi Eved. Now, I didn't do enough research on this. I would imagine if a person doesn't have an option, you just can't buy another house. You can't buy another $1 million house to build the sukkah. So then I would imagine a person's house in any of those locations where you can't avoid it, then pretty much it. I would imagine this would be b'toras lichat chila. That's just my libi omer, but I don't have a proof for it. Okay, let's go to just two more dinim. I'll just extract. Two more dinim I'll extract from the Mishnah Berurah, just jumping ahead for a second. There is a... I've seen people machmir on leaving the table inside the sukkah even when you're sleeping. Such an inyan exists. It doesn't make much sense. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Jump to page Kuf Ches. In the middle of a piece here. If you look at, what's the line I wanted? Sif Katan Chav Zayin. So Sif Chav Zayin, he says, talking about if it's a very small sukkah and you can't sleep straight, but you could sleep, you know, curled up in the fetal position, so that you have to, that's not considered mitzdar, because people sleep like that. So Mishnah Berurah comments in Sif Katan Chav Zayin, V'af agav ditzarach lichvov yadav ragav, you have to curl up, you're still chayv to sleep in such a small sukkah. Hainu, af im ein lo eita heyach lifshot raglav chutz l'sukkah, deposhi raglav chutz l'sukkah, chuyam alo mikri mitzdar b'ka chayv lishon sham. Okay, fine. V'ach shetzarach lizar sheyeh shulchan gam kein b'socha sukkah. Yati makbid when you're sleeping to leave the shulchan there. Di lav hachi, if it's not the case, listen to this line. Chashinan shema yimashech achar shulchano. So that's a borrowed term from the Gemara, that if you're eating and your table's outside the sukkah, you might be drawn to leave the sukkah because the table's outside the sukkah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, if you're sleeping, you might be drawn to go to the table outside while you're sleeping. Doesn't make much sense. So many of the poskim say that there's a toh, sofer here, you have to change the word ach to af, it fits it much better, and there's talk about a whole other inyan of eating. But when it comes to sleeping, there is no inyan at all to sleep with the shulchan inside the sukkah. You could certainly fold it up, remove it to sleep there. They do point out that the Chavetz Chaim apparently was makbid to sleep with the sukkah inside. It's quoted from a different number of different sources. And the reason was not because Shema Yimashech, if it's outside, you might be drawn outside, but because since Teshu came to Diro, so what's a deer like? A deer is like a table. Now, back in Europe, they had one room. The room was their bedroom, they had a bed, they had a table, they had chairs. So the second you move your table, it's not Cain to do anymore. That's why I left the table inside the house. I would imagine for us, I guess our sukkah is now our one room, so that was the chumrah. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says there is no need to leave the table there, certainly if you need the space for the sleeping. Fine, one more din here, I'll point out. This I mentioned the other night, that me and my brother always have this fight when it stops raining and it starts to drip still from the schach. Is that considered a patur in its stire or not? So there seems to be a clear line in Mishnah Berurah, though I can't find it right now. Where'd that go? All right, trust me, there's a line somewhere here that he says, oh, here, it's the previous side, the previous page. You go back to Sif Katan Chav Gimel, and we'll stop after this. You go to Sif Katan Chav Gimel. He quotes a few lines down there where the Shari Tzion's note is Chavtes. Im Yardu Gishamim Upasku, it rains, and then it stops. Mikol Makom Adai Notef Mina Ilanos, it's still dripping from the trees, or even from the Schach itself that's been so saturated. V'ef Shar Leachel B'sukah, so you can't eat in the sukkah anymore, and the friend has a sukkah, so then he talks about whether it's a tircha to go to the friend or not. But it sounds like that you don't have to eat in your own sukkah because it's still dripping down. To go to your friend, that's a shaila whether you have to go to your friend, go to the tircha, or you can go inside. But he doesn't suggest you have to eat in the sukkah because it's not raining anymore. It's not about the rain or not the rain, it's about being mitzar. And of course, if the schach is dripping, even though it's not raining anymore, that's certainly a din of mitzar. So I never understood my brother-in-law why he said, oh, it stopped raining, even though it's dripping from the schach. It made no sense to me. But again, that was his house. In my house, I would never tolerate that. But now I don't leave my house anymore for sukkahs. So, okay, we'll stop here. Shkoyach, everyone. Everyone have a Gemara Chasima Tova.